Más tienes, Lord. This is our story. This is our story. This is our song. Praise in our Savior.
All everyone shall be filled.
All that the Lord, this is our story. This is our song. Praising our Savior. All the day long.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise my Savior. All the day long. Amen.
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 Amen. I didn't plan that today's fellowship will take the direction it took. I actually have one. Today is just going to be a prayer point. I have one prayer point to take, but before we do that, I will just read Acts chapter 10, verse 44, which says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. Verse 46 is my emphasis. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. That is what we have just done now. You know, the scripture says that the people that came with Peter heard them speak in tongues and magnify God. There is a kind of tongue that translates to magnifying God. So speaking in tongues is not just speaking into open air. There's something that is actually happening in your heart, and that is magnifying God. I don't know how those two was connected, speaking in tongues and magnifying God, but there is a connection between the two. And it is advisable that let your tongue, your speaking in tongues, be followed with magnifying God. And what does it mean to magnify God? It means to make God bigger than your mountain, to enlarge him above your thoughts, your situation, your circumstances, your bank accounts may be on the red. Or things may not be in place, but at that moment of magnifying God, God becomes the only one that is seen. And that's what I believe the Holy Spirit has just led us to do. Let us pray. Mighty God, we ask that you will open our hearts to your word as we delve into your word in this little hour, in this little moment, for it doesn't take you much time, it doesn't take you everlasting time or eternity to do that which is everlasting, to do that which is eternal. We ask that you open your word and that your word will be communicated in simple language and not in any form of complexity. We ask that you will speak to us even as Christ would if he was physically present here. Lord, above all, let it not be just a passing of information. Let it not just be another session of just teaching, but we ask that you will help us to adopt, you will help us to live the life of the very thing that we teach, that we see, and that we ponder upon. Help us, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
We are going to be taking our first Bible reading. Maybe even to title today's prayer session, I'll title it Yielding to the Holy Spirit. Yeah, I'll title it Yielding to the Holy Spirit. We are going to take our first Bible reading in Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16. We'll start from verse 14, then I'll jump some few verses down to verse 22, which is our verse of interest. Mark chapter 16, verse 14, yielding to the Holy Spirit. Yielding to the Holy Spirit is what I just want us to pray about tonight. I will read even as I believe we are trying to look for that scripture, or if we are there, let's just listen attentively as much as my voice is audible. I read. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up unto heaven, into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. Verse 22, verse 20 give us a preview. It gives us a testimony of how the disciple of Jesus responded to verse 15, which is, Go ye unto all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Verse 20 captures that of how they responded to this great commission, as it is titled by most Bible translation. It is titled the Great Commission because that was the last commission Jesus gave his disciples before he was ascended on high. And I want us to look upon verse 20 with all care and attention. I read, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs following. Amen. If there's any important phrase I would have us not to miss in verse 20, is that phrase that says, the Lord walking with them. All God needs is partnership. You know, it could have been thought that probably God would have done it without having to walk with man, but somehow, some kind, it pleased God to allow man to be featured in his agenda, of conquering the whole earth and bringing every man to salvation, bringing every man to recognizing Jesus as the only true king. But some kind, somehow, it pleased God to partner with man to achieve this purpose. Amen.
Amen.
However, the issue here is that God cannot achieve as much as he desires if we don't yield to him. I remember Catherine Kuhlman gave an illustration. She took an hand glove. This is just coming to my remembrance now. She took an hand glove and put her two finger through the hand glove, and the rest of the three fingers of the hand glove was dangling because only two finger was in there. And she used that two finger to pick up a glass cup of water from a table. And she said to the people, the illustration was that, all right, I can actually pick this glass cup of water with my two fingers. Good and fine. I can even lift it up. Then she put in the fourth finger, and she was like, okay, I can actually still lift up this glass cup of water. Then she put in the fifth finger, making five finger in the hand glove, and she said now also she can actually lift up this glass cup of water. And what makes the difference? The difference is that at one point, at one level, there is actually a stronger grip than the other. So you can actually have a good grip with two fingers. If there's an earthquake, we certainly know that the cup will slip off. You can actually make a good grip with four fingers. But the strongest grip is with five fingers. And that is by illustration trying to tell us how much we need to yield to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit cannot have a strong grip over our life except to the extent to which we yield. The Holy Ghost cannot achieve his agenda here on earth except to the extent to which we partner with the Lord. The scriptures say, the Lord walking with them. The Lord walking with them. The Lord was not walking for them. The Lord was not walking without them. The Lord was walking with them. It began to come to my remembrance why the psalmist says, what is man? I think David came to the point that he was wondering, why is God concerned with man? Can't God achieve his agenda without man? Why has he decided to limit himself to the space in the angle that man gives him? So David said, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that thou dost visitest him? The scripture says the Lord was walking with them. So there is a dream. God has a vision. It's not only you that have a dream. I remember Martin Luther King Jr. is one of his great speeches. I have a dream. I'm informing us tonight that God doesn't have a dream. God has a vision. God has a purpose. And some kind, somehow, is looking for our yieldedness, is looking for our partnership. And what does it mean to yield? Okay, we're out of time. It simply means to surrender to the Holy Ghost. It means to surrender your wisdom, your will, your intellect, your ambition to the person of the Holy Spirit. That is the only way he can have a strong grip over your life, and not just your life, over your environment, your territory, your business. That is the only way he can have a strong grip. The last Bible reading before we pray. Don't worry, our prayer won't take as much. We won't exceed the allotted time. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Let's open to the next Bible verse, Acts chapter 10, verse 38. This matter of yieldedness is a really crucial matter to me personally. And the Holy Ghost has been emphasizing this in my life, not just recently, but for years now. for years, and he wants every one of us to be yielded to him. He wants every one of us to surrender our will to him, because the idea the Holy Ghost have is that we are dead with Christ. We no more longer have our own will. We are crucified with Christ. We no longer have our own taste and fashion. We are going to find our taste and fashion in him, and we'll be contented with it, not as if it's going to be any form of discontentment. The prophet of old said they found joy indeed with the Lord. We are going to find our joy, our peace in the way of the Lord. Just like the scripture says, there is a way that seemeth right to a man. The end thereof is destruction. Acts 10, verse 38. Let's read. Our God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus received the power of God, the power of the Holy Ghost, to do great signs and wonders. God was walking with him. W-O-R-K-I-N-G. I think the white man will pronounce it work. English wanted to confuse us those days in secondary school. Our English teacher say that W-O-R-K is not work, is work. Work. That's the W-A-L-K is work. So God was working with him. God was working with him by anointing him with the power of the Holy Ghost. But there's another work I want us to see, which is W-A-L-K. That is the last phrase in that verse, is for God was with him. In other words, God was working with him, and God was walking with him. And that last walking with him is a matter of intimacy. So you can have the anointing, but God is not walking with you. That's W-A-L-K. I would end on this note that there are two type of partnership the Holy Spirit is looking for in our life. Is the first partnership is him working with you, and the second partnership is him walking with you. The first partnership of working with you is for ministry, and the second partnership of walking with you is for fellowship. But all these things cannot be achieved except we yield. True fellowship with the Holy Ghost is in yieldedness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. I will stop here, because so that we might pray. Our prayer point is simple tonight. It's going to be personal and it's going to be corporate. Ask the Lord. Help us to yield to the Holy Spirit. I know there are many things that is hard to let go. What it means to yield is letting go and letting God. But at the end thereof, it is peace and joy. Oh, that thou have hearkened unto my commandments, thy peace and joy would have been like the stream of the rivers. Oh, thou have hearkened. Thy righteousness would have been like the sand upon the seashore. I am the Lord thy God that teacheth thee how to make profit, that teacheth thee by the way you should go. Can we ask that the Lord will help us to yield to the Holy Spirit? Help me to yield to the Holy Ghost. You can't do it on your own strength necessarily. Help me to yield. You know, anytime I study the story of Jacob, although in our contemporary days, it is usually used to tell us how that we need to pray hard, we need to struggle with God. But anytime I study how Jacob struggled with God, how he fought with the angel of God, I see something different. I see a man that is still strong in himself. I see a man that is still dependent upon his strength. I see a man that is still cunning in his ways. The scripture made us understand that Jacob was cunning. He always had his way. He fought with men. He fought with God. But one thing happened to him. That angel touched the thigh of his bone. And from and the henceforth, Jacob began to leap. And you know what he did? Jacob had to depend upon his rod. Jacob had to depend upon God. Jacob had to depend upon the Holy Spirit because God brought him to his knees. Because God took away those supports he used to have. God took away those support of pride he used to have. So that now we now needed to depend upon the Holy Spirit, which is the rod of God. Now we now need to depend upon the staff of God. No wonder David said, "Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. The Lord is my shepherd." Lord, help me to you.
Help us, O Lord, to you.
It will pay in time. It will pay in eternity. Sometimes it can be hard. Sometimes it can be like a struggle, just like Jacob had a struggle with the angel of God. But can we ask tonight, Lord, touch my thigh bone. Touch my thigh. There are sometimes our thigh bone needs to be dislocated so that we have reason to bend and depend upon that rod, which is the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we'll find it hard to yield, not until God brings us to our knees, not until we come to the end of ourselves. Help me to yield. Help me to yield. Help me in my pride. In that stronghold of philosophy that I've sustained, in that logic and politics that I've sustained, in that boundary that I've created, and I have displaced the Holy Spirit, help me to you. I know myself. Help me if I am dead. I sold out my will. I am crucified. I sold out my will and I asked, help me, break me, make me malleable, make me docile, mold me, mold me, help me, help me, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. Help me, is it not you that will call upon me? Is it not you that will cry? Oh God, we beseech you tonight. Lord, help me. Because it will pay out in time, to pay out in eternity. It will pay out. Oh Lord, how long shall I struggle with you like Jacob? How long shall I wrestle with your spirit like Jacob? Touch my thigh bone and help me to depend upon you to walk. Help me to depend upon the staff to navigate. Help me to depend upon the spirit to walk. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me. Help us. Help us. Help us. Arrest me in my pride. Arrest my heart. I isolate my heart from philosophies that tries to define boundaries. We do our weak. You know, I have strange thoughts and philosophies. Break them, help me. Bringing every imagination in obedience to Christ. Every thought in obedience to Christ. Help me. Help me, Lord. Glory to your name. Thank you, Lord. We give praise to give the saints. Be thou
Lord
God.
Amen.
I studied the scripture for a little while and I realized that it is good to renew your wardrobe, clothes wardrobe, you know, every at least 6 months or so is good, is good. It's good to renew some stuff, your toothpaste, your toothbrush. It's good to renew them. But I realized something that needs to be renewed every single day. And that thing is yieldedness to the Holy Spirit. It's not a 1 month thing. It's a lifetime prayer. It's something we need to do, yielding to the Holy Spirit and trusting in Him. Proverbs chapter 3 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall make straight your paths. Can we conclude with this song? Can we conclude with this song? Oh, I cherish the old rugged cross, heal my trophies, at last I lay down.
How it came to the old rugged cross. And exchange it someday for a crown. So
oh,
return.
I